Hello. Hi, this is Tony from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Carolyn.
This is her.
Hi, Carolyn. The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you mind answering just a few questions? Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Thank you. That will be a definitely vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed?
What?
Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'm white, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I kind of missed you. I didn't hear you. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
9, sir.
Thank you very much. Regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. That will be some identify as a strong Democrat. Others identify as not so strong. How do you identify?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not too satisfied with it right now.
Okay, so that will be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortions and reproductive rights, health care costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable? Any of those?
I'm for democracy. No, I can't speak it right. And I'm not for abortion.
You're not. Okay. Thank you. Inflation and economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, any of those?
I'm for this country and I'm dissatisfied right now with it, so that's what I'm about to say about it.
Okay, so you will be okay with lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government?
Yes.
Okay, next question. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I guess if people would get off in their butts and go to work, it'd be better.
Okay. So in your opinion, you will say that things are staying the same or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, I can't answer that question because I think everybody in this country should be treated like one another. The whites, the colors, and all of us.
Yes.
Now, that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And we respect your opinion. You have the right to give your opinion. So you will say things are staying about the same or getting worse.
Getting worse and like...
Thank you. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say often, not often, or not at all?
Right now, sir, not at all.
Thank you so much. How often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you concerned or not concerned?
I'm concerned.
Is that a very concern or somewhat concern?
Very.
Thank you. Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Colonel West.
What now?
A Colonel,
I don't understand.
Okay, how do you feel about this person, Colonel West? Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
I don't like him at all.
Okay. So you will give him, you will give them a 0, or what number you want to give them?
I give him a 0 because I don't like guns at all.
I understand, and I respect that. Donald Trump.
Do not like him. One vote for him.
Okay, you will give him a 0, or what number will you give him?
I give him a 0.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
Not at all. I don't like them.
Okay. What number you want to give them?
0.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
I don't know him, sir.
Thank you. That's an answer as well. Black Lives Matter.
Yes, I do.
What number you want to give them?
100. If that's 100. The biggest I can give them.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I think everybody should have their civil rights.
Okay, what number you want to give them?
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
I like him. I would vote for him again. But I don't like some things that's going on in our country right now.
Okay. What number you want to give him?
I would give him 100 right now, even though I don't think some of it's right.
I understand. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Colonel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Colonel West?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
I think they are wrong.
Okay. Are you very worried or somewhat worried? You're not worried at all?
I'm worried over.
Okay, so that will be very worried?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Now say that again.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Well, where I live, sir, we don't have that, so I don't know.
Okay, so you disagree?
Yes.
Okay, that will be a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that because they doing colored people very wrong.
Okay. That will be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I don't agree with what they doing, so...
I know. You are against racism against black.
Yes, I am.
Okay, yes. Okay, so do you strongly agree that there is racism against black people or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't believe in abortion.
Okay. So you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I disagree with it, but if it...
I understand. Yeah. No, I understand perfectly. Just tell me if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with that statement.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so much. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't understand that question.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I guess I disagree with it. I don't really understand it.
Okay, you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree with it because the people should have the jobs and stuff.
Okay. So that will be a somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat, I guess.
Thank you very much. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Yes, they should.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree? Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I guess I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. You are doing just fine. You're doing wonderful. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and employment? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. Second one, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more?
I think the teachers in the library should have all the books that they need to teach the kids about
okay.
our history.
Well, so that will be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree strongly.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined and under threat. A 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Equal economic opportunities for all, 0 to 10.
I think it should be 10.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
Sir, I'm a Christian, and I believe that King James Version of the Bible, so that's my answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess that will be a 10.
Yes.
Okay, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms.
Now, just like I told you, I don't like the guns, so I'm against all guns. That would be 0.
Thank you so much. Police that treat everyone the same.
That's a 10 if they do it.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
I think people should say what they want to. If it's
okay. What number you want to give that one?
I give that a 9.
Thank you. Immigration to this country.
I think they should come to this country because this is what this country's built on.
What number you want to give that one?
10.
Thank you. Next one. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. You can use any number from 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. 1 to 10. 0 to 10.
I think that should be a 10 because I don't like the Supreme Court at all right now.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people opinion change. Let me ask you now, Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you?
None.
Thank you very much. Now I'm just going to ask you a few more questions. We are about done. Switching gears a little bit, let me ask the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
I completed the 9th grade of high school.
Thank you. Are you married?
My husband died in October of 2022.
So you're widowed?
Yes, I live alone, and I'm going on 80 years old, so I got a senior.
You are a strong woman. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
My youngest
is 49 years old.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess I'm a Democrat. I don't know what they call us, but oh well.
I don't really know
the answer.
Okay, no problem. Next question. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I go every time my church is open.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural, I guess. It's a
small town. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
No. Thank you so much for your time and for every single one of your answers. You are a very strong woman. You take care of yourself, and you have a good one.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.